Hey. Good morning, everybody. We are in Parashat Re'eh.
Chapter
Yud Aleph. It's the end of chapter Yud Aleph. Beginning of Parashat Re'eh. Re'eh, see, I present before you today. And by the way, there's a lot of today here. Ayom, a few times. The shiur is going to be Le'ilui Neshama. Sipora bat
Yosef Aaron.
Not today? Okay. It's Yilu Neshama of
Nachum ben
Shmuel. Yes.
Alexander ben Aryeh.
Today is my mom's birthday.
Pinchas Moshe
ben Leah.
Hanan ben David ben Leah. Okay. So this year we are going to elevate a lot of neshamos, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, Re'eh. See. First of all, see. What is see? Always they tell us here. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Shema. What is to see? We have to understand what's the idea of to see. And what to see? I put in front of you, bracha veklala, blessing and curse. Blessing and curse? Decide, is it a blessing or is it a curse? What is the meaning of blessing and curse, bracha veklala? You can say bracha or klala, a blessing or a curse. What is blessing? Like it looks like it comes together.
Some gadget you have that you can use it for singing or for using it for doing chesed, like a very nice car.
Yes.
Either you run from nightclub to nightclub or you volunteer as a driver to bring people to hospital.
So
to the doctor.
What you're saying is that what is standing in front of you can be a blessing or a curse. Depends how you use it. So the Torah is telling us, "Asher tishmu el mitzvot Hashem Elokechem et habracha, the blessing, if you listen to God, etc. Ve'aklala, and the curse, if you don't listen to God." So now we want to understand what's going on here. So we can say, "Look, I'm putting in front of you the blessing if you listen to God, and the curse if you don't listen to God." In other words, the blessing and the curse in the beginning, we don't need it. And we all know that every word, every letter is important. So, and by the way, what is Re'eh is in singular, Anochi noten lifnechem, in plural. He's talking to all Am Yisrael. It should be not Re'eh, ela Re'u. Like not in singular, in plural. So why is it in singular? So let's see what's going on here. First of all, we're talking here about blessing and curse. And as we learned also last week, and we're going to see it, if we listen to God, we're going to prosper, we're going to have a lot of good things. And as we say, it's not our reward, it's the working condition for us to do the job the best we can. The point is that in life, sometimes we see something that looks like a blessing, and we all know that we find out later on, it's not exactly a blessing. It's unfortunately a curse. A lot of things. And by the way, things that look like a curse in the beginning, and you find out it is a blessing. You know, for example, in my business, I had a few bad years. And you know, you think, wow, this is a curse. But the real truth is that because of this curse, I am so blessed today in the business that it's unbelievable. So in other words, what I took then as a curse was really a great blessing. Because when you in business, for example, when you do things and you used to do them, sometimes you do a lot of stupid things, especially when the business goes good and nice. So you go on doing it. You don't see those obstacles that are really going to disturb you when you're going on in life, in your business. And that's, by the way, everything in life. And suddenly, God brings you a shock, or whatever you call it. And you say, the first thing that you think is, what a curse I've got now, what have I done wrong? And sometimes it's not you did wrong in the physical world, but really God wants to teach you how to do right. In other words, he gives you a curse, which is not a curse, it's a blessing. And suddenly you see, wow, this is wrong what I did. This is wrong by, because when the business doesn't go as well as it should be, you see all those points that you missed. And you fix them. And then what happens?
Then it's better.
It's like when you cut a tree. So like this week, I was cutting the trees in the business. So I said, no, don't cut everything. He says, don't worry. It's going to grow again. And nevertheless, not only it's going to grow again, it's going to grow much better. Because when you cut a tree, then it gets new powers and it grows much better. In other words, what looks sometimes like cutting, wow, it's cursed. What did you do to the trees? Oh, for example, take a seed, put it in earth, and what's happening to the seed? Get rotten. So what have you done? This is a curse. Is it a curse? It's a great blessing. And from this seed grows a tree. And from those plants that we cut, they grow much better. And a business that didn't go so well suddenly flourishes and goes. They say, in Emunah, they say, Sheva ipol tzadik vekam. 7 times a tzadik falls and gets up. So one of the simple explanations is that a tzadik can fall 7 times and still get up. But one of the explanations says, in order to be a tzaddik, you have to fall 7 times. And what does it mean? That's life. You see, for example, Donald Trump, that is the president of the States, his business wasn't going always very good. He had a few bankruptcy. And from this, he became one of the richest guys in the world. In other words, it's not always as it looks. But it's in our power. And this is look. Look inside things. Don't look on the surface. Look and realize what it's all about. Because sometimes this is the best thing for you. And sometimes what looks so good is not so good. You know, Toys R Us, they were the biggest in toys all over the world. I think they lost it in the last few years. And you know who they lost it to? They lost it to the internet. There was a firm that... To the internet. The internet, it was a firm, I don't know the name of the firm. They were sitting, they were blessed, they thought that they have the greatest blessing in the world, and they were going on in the same way. And somebody decided that he's going to put a website, and he's not going to have shops, it's going to have only pictures on the web, and a warehouse. And suddenly, Toys R Us found themselves that this is this small business that didn't have one shop, only warehouses, is starting to get over them. They realize it. Then later on, they fixed a few things. But the thing is, no, you have to open your eyes. Not always what you see on the surface is really inside. That is, Re'eh Anochi Noten Yefrem B'chavak. It's a blessing and a curse. It depends what you're going to do with it.
Now, Professor
Tennessee
told me nothing is static, everything is dynamic.
Exactly, the whole world. You know, this table, for example, if we take a microscope that we can look really deep into it, we will find out that it's built from atoms, and every atom has got neutrons and protons going around it, and 90% of it is nothing. In other words, this is what we say, Mechadesh betuvo bechol yom tamid ma'aseh bereshit. We say that God renews the ma'aseh bereshit every day. What's the meaning of it? The meaning of it, God makes everything tick every day. Because if God will stop one day, for example, if this table is going to be, let's say, stopping going around all those small atoms that we don't see, we see a surface, we will find out that everything goes, because it's 90% nothing. For example, you have a vent, and when the vent stands, you see 4 arms. When the vent goes quickly, what do you see? You see a circle. You see one thing, but it's not one thing. And that's exactly how the creation is built. So if God is going to stop it in 1 minute, nothing is going to be here. Everything is going to fade away. So, Re'eh, look in your eyes, don't only listen, take it to your senses and realize that what you see in front of you is not always a blessing or a curse, and it's in your power to change it. Now, when we go now to the spiritual world, this is very clear, because as you said before, you can use a car to do good things, and you can use a car to do bad things, and that's everything in life. You get tools from God. How do you use them? If you use them in the good way, it's going to help you and it's going to be a blessing. If, unfortunately, you're going to take it to the wrong side, even if it looks like a blessing, somebody won the lottery. So what? A few years later, you find him. He's poorer than before. He lost his family, lost everything, and he's dead. He's got debt. Why? Because the money went to his head. He think, oh, I've got this, a blessing, and he wasted the money and gambled and think. And that's life. There is another important thing that is inside Am Yisrael. But before we say that, I want to explain why is it in singular and not in plural. Then, a few psukim later, we say, "Natata et habracha al har grizim ve taklala al har eval." Do you remember this thing? You put the blessing on the har of grizim and the curse on har eval. It's near Shechem. There are two mountains, and they divided Am Yisrael to half. And a half was standing on one mountain, the other half on the other mountain, and they were saying blessing and curses. Why? By the way, it's very interesting also here, because the curse was exactly the opposite of the blessing. In other words, you didn't have in to say the blessing or to say the curses, because you said one, you understood not. If you do this, you're going to. If you don't do this, then. So also it's very puzzling. Why do you? You can tell the people, gather them together and tell them, those are the blessings if you do what God says. If you don't do what God is saying, you're going to be cursed, and that's it. Why do you have to go and again divide Am Yisrael to two, and then tell a blessing and the opposite a curse? Because that's exactly the idea. Bracha veklala. You have to understand what sounds like a blessing can be a blessing only if you do what God wants you to do. And what sounds like a curse is a curse if you don't do what God wants. But if you do what God wants you to do, even a curse turns to a blessing. Now, why half-half? This is re'eh. Because sometimes we think, who am I? I'm only one guy. I'm only one person. I can change the world. So God tells you, yes, you can change the world. The Rambam says, we are approaching Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Rambam says that everybody should look at the world half-half. Half guilty, half innocent. What does it mean? It means that now if I, me, one guy, one person, will do a certain action, it will affect the whole world. In other words, if I decide now to do a mitzvah, the whole world is going to be on the good side. If I decide to do a sin, the whole world will go to the bad side. And this is exactly why the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you put half here and half here. And you, each one of us, re'eh, in singular, not in plural, look at this picture, understand that it is in your hand. Because one of the things that we always do, let him do it. Oh, I'm alone. Let them do it. God tells you who has to do it? You have to do it. You have to do it. Each one of us has to do it. As an individual and as a part of the klal. And that's exactly the idea of re'eh anochi noten lifnechem ayom et habracha v'haklala. And this is the understanding. And this parasha doesn't fall just like for no reason before Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's to tell us, look at the picture, understand. It's in our power to change everything. We control our destiny. We control not only us. We have an obligation and we have our duty, not for only for us, for all Am Yisrael. It's like this famous story with the ship. Everybody knows this story. This guy is sitting in his cabinet in the ship and he's taking a drill and drills a hole in the ship. So the people come, what are you doing? He says, what do you care? It's my cabinet. It's my room. I do in my room whatever I do. He says, yeah, what you do in your room is going to affect all the sheep. And that's exactly what we have to understand. What we do is going to affect everybody. Now, if we got this understanding, and from the other side, understanding of our power, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us. Bechem bacharti mikol ha'amim, ubecha bachar Hashem liot lo le'am segula. What is segula? You know, the translation in English is doesn't go over the head. It says, chosen you to be treasured people for him.
No, segula
That's, you cannot, I don't know if there is a, is there a word for Sgula in English? There is no word for Sgula. What? What is Sgula? Let's explain what Sgula is.
Sgula is a special trait. You have a special...
Cherished, perhaps.
Cherished.
That's what I said, cherished, but it's not... That's the thing what they try to explain here. But it's not... That's always when I say, when we try, there are things that we cannot translate. Yeah, but what is, let's see in Hebrew, what is segula? Segula is mesugal. The ability to do things. That is segula. People don't, people think on segula, take these herbs and take this. This is a segula for health. This is, and they go to those tzaddikim, they give them those thing on klaf. This is segula for good life. This is segula for kids. This is segula for this. This is segula for that. That's what we know is segula. So what is am segula? We can say also the same thing. Am segula. This is the mistake that we always do. Segula is something that gives you a power to do things. It's worth nothing if you don't do anything with it. In other words, segula is capable to, and Am Yisrael have this special capability to do unbelievable things. And if you want to check it scientifically, it's very clear. Look all around the world and see. If we talk about mind power, who has the biggest, the highest percentage of clever people in the world? And Am Yisrael. Nobel Prize, Am Yisrael. This small, and in everything we look that has to do with wisdom, ki chokhmatchem, we find out the Jews are exceeding unbelievable heights.
That's why they hate us.
That's one of the. You know why they hate us? Because we don't use the segula in the right way. That's exactly the point. God gave us powers. I chosen you from all the nation. For what? To enjoy life, to have wine in the Caribbean and buy clothes and go for shopping and again do gambling and do all those things that you desire to do. That's not why God gave us those abilities. In other words, God gave us, he's telling us, I gave you special abilities. You have the ability to do things. You have the abilities to change the world. As we said before, each one of us got the power. The thing is that we have to use it. So in other words, Mesgula is an unbelievable thing. We have powers that nobody else got. And everybody can shout from day to night, ah, you arrogant, you think. People, look. Take a survey, do a scientific, whatever you want, and look where the Jews are in the world regarding wisdom. For example, high tech. Most of the biggest invention were made here in Israel or by Jews all over the world. Look at it. You can check it in Google. Google it. You find out. You and I have the system, the drop system, that you. This is an Israeli invention. People use it all over the world. The drop system, and by the way, find out that not only it's good for desert places, it's good for everywhere. Dropping the water drops.
Drip irrigation.
Yes.
Tiftuf.
Drip irrigation. This is one of the most famous invention of Am Yisrael. It's an Israeli invention.
How
and
about
it helps.
Waze?
What?
Waze.
Not only Waze. If you look at the Intel have the, I think Intel is the, I've got their main, let's say, mind thinking, whatever you call it, here in Israel. And it's, so in other words, the Torah is telling it us, some people among us try not to believe in it, but it's a fact. You cannot argue with facts. In other words, God gave us power. Now the question is, bracha veklala, what do we do with it? Are we going to use it to do a, to be a blessed, or not only us blessed, the whole world is going to be blessed? You see, on Sukkot, we bring 70 parim, 70 oxes. For whom? For the 70 nation. We bring for them a sacrifice. It's unbelievable. they misunderstand what we're supposed to do in this world, or maybe it's all God is leading them. Why do they hate us? Because we don't do our job. In other words, they are right. We don't, you see, we always look at others, what they do, what they do. What they, we should look at ourselves. That's re'eh. Re'eh is don't let the blame or put the blame on somebody else. Blame yourself. The same way as you can act by yourself. Don't give the job to others. Do it by yourself. You know, today, when we go around, and I talked about it last week, we see a lot of, let's say, negative developments in our tradition. So we have to fight it. It's not a job that we can let others to do, but you have to be clever. That's why you have the capability to do things. Mesugal Sgula is not only that I have the capability to do it, I have the capability to do it right. But I have to work my mind. I have to think, how do I do it? What's the best way to do it? And this is in our power. We can do it. We can change things. We can do a lot of unbelievable things. And this is Am Sgula. This is God chose us from all the others.
Spending
hours doing Chinese writing exercises, I'm much happier perfectly because I'm fully
developing the gift God has given me.
Yes, and now the next step is to use it for the good purpose.
Oh, no, that's the way
I'm going from it. Money for a good purpose, whatever you say, the end is a good purpose. That's what you should always remember. Whatever we do, and because it fulfills yourself, because God gave you talent, use it. So he gave you talent to learn languages. Learn languages. Use it in order. For example, I told you a few times. My parents are from Germany, zichronam livracha, and my grandmother, Oma, which we call her, she used to talk only German. She didn't know any other language. And my parents, when I was a small kid, they used to talk with me German. And people would approach them in the street. Tam lo mitbayishim. What, you're talking German to your son? You know, with the Nazis and everything going on. He says, you educate your kids, I'll educate my kids. And I must say that today, what I learned then is inside. Okay, so I don't talk fluent German. But I gave, the last few years, a few shiurim, short shiurim, not long, because it's very difficult for me, in German. In Germany, in Köln, where I go sometimes for an exhibition, they have a community there. And there a few times, I'm giving, by the way, a shiur in Hebrew to Israelis that are there. And sometimes even I give them a shiur on Skype from here to there. And when I'm there, sometimes they ask me to say a little shiur in shul. And then I have to do it in German because they don't understand any other way. They understand Russian, by the way. But I don't talk. Russian, I definitely don't talk. So, yes.
I just want to quickly say there's nothing more frustrating than not developing your God-given abilities. It's very, very frustrating if you don't.
Yes, okay, of course.
But that reminds you say Russian. I was in the Knesset in Germany, and there were a lot of Russians there. And they were talking and talking and talking. So it was time for Shema. So I found the Russian of the translation. I said, you read this now. I told them in German. Do you know what? They didn't read it. They kept on talking. So.
The problem is, the point is that when you're talking about Germany and Russian, a lot of the Russians came to Germany
to get money.
To get money, and unfortunately. It's like you see on during the week, for example, you hardly have a minion. But on Shabbos, they have a few hundred. Because they all come for the kiddush and for all the other stuff. Yes, sorry, you wanted to say something.
I had the same thing. My parents are German, and they were complaining that my parents are talking German. So my father said, the language is not bad. The people are bad.
Exactly. And I must say that it gave me tool in life. And to imagine to yourself that years later, I am using this language of those Nazis, Yimach Shimam Vezichram, to have a shiur in a synagogue in Germany. This is victory. This is showing them You thought you finished us off. No, we are here. And not only we are here, we are giving a shiur in German, in a synagogue in Germany. And that gave me a very good... It was very hard, I must say, because I was talking the language of, the daily language. And here, when you're talking, you want to explain things from the Torah, something you have to use more sophisticated words. So it was quite difficult. But at the end of the day, I did it. And the feeling was very good. That is Sgula. And this is Re'eh. Because I could have said, sorry. Leave me. You want in English? No problem. You want in Hebrew? No problem. German? I cannot speak German. The few words I've got, but I know God is testing me. God is telling me, you try, you do, you dare. And who knows what you can. And Baruch Hashem, they understood it. And that's each one of us. We sometimes think we haven't got the powers. We have the powers. We are Am Sgula. It's written in our parsha. God chose us.
Talking
yes.
of a blessing and a curse, so much is developed in Israel. But what happens to what we discover or invent? We sell it. We sell it to the world. Is that good or bad?
It's very good, because you see, it's like the question you're asking me is the same question somebody asked me. A chazan comes to shul for Yamim Noraim, and they pay. It's not right. A rabbi comes to give a lecture and they pay. It's not right. I says, who said it's not right? The rabbi and the chazan, when they come, they give from their time, they need to...
They
gotta eat also, like everybody else. Sometimes, yes, I'm not saying. For example, in our shul, they never take somebody and pay. Because from our congregation, there are people, they're doing the shofar, they're doing the everything is being done by people from our congregation. They don't take money for nothing for it. And this is the ideal world. But sometimes you have to pay for things like this. There are ways how you do it on Shabbos and things. I ask him the same question. I asked him, so what do you do with the catering on Shabbos? You want to eat on Shabbos? What do you want him to give you free food? Because it's Shabbos? It is parnasa. On Shabbos you're not allowed to. You're allowed. Depends how you do it. There are ways to do it. So in other words, to get paid for something you do, and again, as she said, I'm doing it for the money. What are you going to do with the money? See, that's the thing. If you are going to get paid, that's no problem. Are you going to do good things with this, with the money you got paid? So the thing is, sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. You have always to think about, where is it leading me? What do I want? Where do I want to get? And this is exactly when, if the whole idea is I'm going to have this invention, I'm going to sell it, and I'm going to have a lot of money, and I'm going to go around the world, and I'm going to gamble, and go to parties.
So, yeah.
So it's wrong from the beginning. But if I'm doing this, and this is why, by the way, this is one of the famous questions is, mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. They say, you should worship God not for a reward. But, it's very hard to worship God not for a reward or to do something. So you have to understand, mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. If at least one small part in your mind is for God, you are already on the right way. Even if, let's say, 90% is for the reward, 10% for God, you're already on the right way. But if 100% is for the reward, then you're on the wrong way. So even if we do something and we get paid for it, let us think positive. Let us think of good things we're going to do with the money. Let us think that we all, everything that God gave us, all the talents, we are not going to use it only for ourselves. I'm not going to tell you, give everything to other others. It's very easy to say, very hard to do. But that's what we're supposed to do. No, we're supposed to go in this direction. In other words, God knows that we have the evil inclination. We have the Yetzer Hara inside us. And we have to fight it. But we have to fight it. En tzadik ba'aretz she'aseh tov ve'lo yachta. Everybody does sins. Nobody is 100%. But the idea is, re'eh, look, that's the situation. You can work it out and even turn a curse to a blessing. But don't, chas v'sholom, turn a blessing to a curse. Don't take what God gave you and blessed you and use it for bad purposes. Use it for the best. Use it for the good. And even if you have benefits out of it, if there is a few percent that you do it for God, you are on the right way. Because you see, sometimes they tell people, do chesed. Do chesed even for money. Do chesed for... That doesn't, but when you get used to be good, what's happening to you? You change. You're starting to be good and do things, not only because they pay off, but because you want to do it. Because you know it's good. And that is the idea. If we have, and we have the ability, to look, don't listen, put it in your senses. And look at things in life that you get. And be old and aware that you have the power to turn everything to a blessing. And especially now, before Chodesh Elul, we need to have the good intention to go to the right destination. That's what we need. And Bezrat Hashem, we will be all blessed in this Rosh Chodesh for the best.
Amen. Amen. Amen.